We want to bring you updates about what happened overnight in New York and other areas where there are Occupy Wall Street protests. As we've been reporting, police in New York evicted anti-Wall Street protesters who'd been camping in Zuccotti Park in the city's financial district since mid-September. Hundreds of police in riot gear flooded into the park in the middle of the night, and more than 100 people were arrested.
You tell the news, they...
That's actually sound from this morning in Zuccotti Park when police were trying to move protesters out of the park. Overnight, they drove them down. They drove out the protesters. They tore down their tents and tarps in what officials say was a temporary eviction for reasons of fire safety. One of the protesters, Timothy Fitzgerald, described what happened.
They just turned up. They didn't make any effort to communicate with us ahead of time. They rallied in secret along the waterfront on South Street here. And they just kind of rolled in with all of their equipment, dozens of lighting trucks, and just probably several hundred cops. I've heard that there are actions around us. They barricaded in a two-block radius, and they barred all media from entering. It's a whole bunch of violations of our constitutional rights.
And also speaking in the past 20 minutes, we heard from New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He described why he decided to clear the park.
The final decision to act was mine and mine alone. The park has become covered in tents and tarps, making it next to impossible to safely navigate for the public and for first responders who are responsible for guaranteeing public safety.
He also, the mayor, that's New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, he laid down a new set of rules for any future protests at the Zuccotti Park site.
In the future, protesters and the general public will be welcome there to exercise their First Amendment rights and otherwise enjoy the park, but will not be allowed to use tents, sleeping bags, or tarps, and going forward, must follow all park rules.
Just moments after the mayor made that statement, a New York City judge issued a temporary, actually at 6:30 a.m., a New York City Supreme Court judge issued a temporary restraining order that demanded police allow protesters to return to Zuccotti Park with their tents. City officials plan to challenge that order immediately and are now blocking people from re-entering the park. Protesters appear to be heading back there, though it's unclear if they'll be allowed back in. Ryan Hoffman is one of the protesters that we spoke to this morning. He says this morning's events has cemented his resolve.
As long as I am around, I will keep fighting, and the other organizers are not going to give up this easily. I mean, people were getting run over in the streets in Sevier Square, and they didn't give up. People were getting sprayed with water cannons 50 years ago, and they didn't give up. We're not going to give up either until we get justice.
That's one of the protesters from Occupy Wall Street this morning, where NYPD moved in and moved the protesters out at about 1 a.m. this morning. Right now, we're going to go with Arun Venugopal. He's at Canal and Six. He's a reporter for our co-producer, WNYC. Arun, what are you seeing there?
Well, right now, there are hundreds of people arriving here at this patch of land at the intersection of Canal Street and Sixth Avenue in downtown Manhattan. A lot of them seem very energized. They're sort of scaling this wall that surrounds this empty plot of land. There have been sort of conflicting ideas about what they want to do now. One is to return to the original site, Zuccotti Park, sort of retake the park, or at least try to demand it. But some are also saying that they're considering whether they can demand this plot of land, which is empty now, just has some sort of sculpture sitting on it from the landlord, which is Trinity Church, which has owned a lot of property throughout the city.
All right. So, I mean, as you say, that they're trying to decide what to do next, but at the same time, do you get a sense that they're feeling discouraged, that this could be sort of the dispersion of these protests, or is there a kind of renewed sense of determination?
Yeah, there are certainly a lot of people who have been upset about what happened last night in terms of the method, and they felt it was heavy-handed. But there are other protesters who I've been speaking to for weeks who have been feeling all along that the encampment at Zuccotti Park was getting a little weighed down with the infrastructure of it all, of maintaining that sense of a society unto itself, a lot of politics within that. So I think that although they sort of got taken by this. And some of them, they do feel like, yeah, like you said, renewed by this.
We're speaking with Arun Vinogopal. He's a reporter for our co-producer, WNYC, and he's now at Canal and 6th near property that I think you said was owned by Trinity Church, where protesters may set up a new home base. Does it seem sort of inevitable, Arun, that they're going to find some new space to set up in? I mean, it appears that although they're returning to Zuccotti Park today, they may just simply see that as their old protest site.
Well, I think we'll have to wait and see where they settle down. I mean, there have been some people who have felt like, well, we don't necessarily need, a permanent 24-hour presence, or if we do, we don't need to necessarily set up a camp there. As I said, there are some people who felt about that we just, like, too much effort. Where they find a space and whether the cops actually come in and remove them from that space, I'm not sure. It all depends on things like landlords and court orders and how those, I guess, served, of which side they serve.
Well, when I was out there early this morning, Arun, we're speaking with Arun Vinogopal, reporter with WNYC, our co-producer. When I was out there this morning, there were blocks blocked off by barricades and hundreds of riot police. I'm wondering what it's like now that people have had to get to work. Did the police clear out of the back barricades, or are they still blocking the streets?
I'm not there right now, so I'm not sure about what happened down there. And the press did ask Mayor Bloomberg why that happened, and he defended, the blocking off of even the media from that side, saying that it was done for their own safety. But, of course, that will be somewhat controversial, given that they've covered it so intensively all these 2 months now. Right here at Canal Street, there is a heavy police presence, but right now they're just letting the protesters do their thing.
Well, let me ask you, the protesters doing their thing, what exactly are they doing? Are they meeting? Are they discussing? Are they chanting?
I think they're waiting for something to start. They might have, a general assembly, as they call it, where they all chant after each other in terms of words. There's a lot of them who've sort of scaled and are sitting on top of this 6 or 7 foot tall wooden wall, which surrounds the park, and they've raised banners saying Occupy Wall Street and Liberate and that kind of a thing. So, yeah, I think in the next few minutes we're going to see exactly how they take this forward.
All right, that's Arun Vinogopal. He's a reporter with our co-producer, WNYC. He's there near Canal and 6th, near a park and property owned by Trinity Church. Arun, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to keep you updated on everything that's happening with the Occupy Wall Street protests throughout the morning. We have reporters live out on many of the sites. It appears as though many of the protesters have dispersed. We have gotten word that perhaps some labor unions will join the protesters today for a larger march. If that happens, we'll, of course, let you know.